hope my next guest will forgive me and Kevin, but we love that song. So we had to kick off our final segment of the show tonight with Dreamweaver. Rashini Rajkumar in for Jordana Green. I can't wait for you to meet my next guest. If you don't already know her, Lori Wondra. She's an intuitive. I've had her on my show before several times, and I've also interviewed her on Jordana's show. She's just incredible. Her gift is really incredible. Welcome back, Lori.
Hi, Rashini. Thank you so much for having me on tonight.
You are so welcome. It's wonderful to spend part of Friday with you and kick into the weekend here. You know, it's summer. It feels like summer. It's June. People are starting to think of new seasons, of changes. They get out in nature more. What are you kind of seeing for all of us generically now that we are in, you know, heading toward, you know, the next solar cycle?
Great question. Well, we had an early spring here in Minnesota, so our weather patterns have kind of been pushing us to be outside a lot earlier than we normally are. And with that, we are feeling this urge to move into new things, and that includes moving into new things in our life, in our relationships, in our careers, in changes in how we think or feel about ourselves. So you're spot on. It is about this newness that we're in right now. And I hope we have a chance to talk a little bit about the planets that are influencing, or kind of the energies of the universe that are influencing that, because 2016 is all about change for us. And we're in this deep time of year where some of that change is really assessing who we are internally, how we present ourselves to the world, and how we perceive the world to see us. And then how do we change around that?
Yeah, well, let's get into that. So, you know, it's hard to make a complete generalization for everybody out there in CCO land. But some of the advice you're sharing is for each of us to maybe look at our own lives and how we might perhaps feel and see signs, would you say? Is that one way to look at this?
It is. And since about the March time period, we had two eclipses in March, a solar eclipse and a lunar eclipse. And it was about that time that we started to get pushes on our energy fields. And those pushes that we had, depending on the areas of our lives that we had those pushes, whether it was career, relationship, or health, or family, or anything else in our life, the energy pushed us forward. And we're going to feel that kind of a crescendo as we move into September, because we have two more eclipses in September. And eclipses bring in the ending of something, but also the opportunity of newness in our lives. So we're kind of at that in-between period between March and September, and we're feeling the push that if we hadn't already started along some of our tracks where our journey should be taking us, we're getting this urge that I better hurry up and get going on things. People are in a lot of transition, a lot of relationship breaks or relationship beginnings, such as marriages and new beginnings, career changes, a lot of people leaving one position and moving into another or totally leaving careers. So I call it a shift within the overall shift of our life.
Well, and we as a country with this crazy presidential cycle
are
in a shift.
We are. And the energies, I'm chuckling because that is so representative of a lot of the masculine and feminine. And I know we've talked about that before on your show about, you know, the shift of the universe since 2012 being more into the feminine energy. And we're feeling that where we've got two candidates that are demonstrating just some very strong energy both on both parties. So it's going to be an interesting year. And with that, that's a big look at how our country looks at the energy. You know, is it okay to be so vocal about your position in some categories? And is it okay? We're asking that question, is it okay? And we're either jumping right in and screaming, no, it's not okay, or we're totally avoiding that energy. So it's going to be interesting.
And very interesting. If you have any questions for Lori Wondra, a little free advice right here. Send us a text, 81807. We can even get in a quick call, 651-989-9226 or 866-989-9226. If you want to talk to Lori directly, yourlifecore.com. Let's talk a little bit about nature, Lori, in our last few minutes with you. Being outside in nature, you say there are some nature spirits also known as the elemental. What does that mean?
Well, the elementals, I speak with angels and guides and loved ones that have crossed over and ascended masters, and those are all terms that we're very familiar with. But when we start talking about the elementals, those are nature elementals such as mermaids with water and the fairies with air, and the earth might be the gnomes or the little leprechauns that we see. And then there's the fire elementals that are the salamanders. So when we see the word elementals in the nature or as in the mystical field, that's really what we're talking about. And the fairies and some of those other energies are beginning to become more known. Just as, as a community here, we have our first ever fairy festival happening in Minnesota here in June.
Really?
Yeah, we do. And so there is a lot more interest, and it's playful and it's fun and it lets that inner child in us come out. But we so love nature here in Minnesota that it fits our spirit here very well.
Yeah, no, we've got a couple calls coming in, Lori. We don't have a lot of time with you, so I'm going to ask our callers to make their questions or comments as quick as possible. Jamie from St. Paul, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Hi, thanks for taking my call. I lost a job at a hospital in St. Paul near downtown after 12 and a half years, and I lost it last October 22nd. And I'm just so devastated, I haven't even started looking yet. I'm 58. I don't feel like what are my chances? I'd love to get back in there in a different capacity, but I'm trained to be a unit secretary in a hospital. It's all I've done since 93.
And any feel for Jamie, Lori?
Well, for most people, thank you, first of all, Jamie, for calling in. For most people that are in these sudden shifts, some of the planetary are very quick shifts. Like, you didn't even expect this to happen. It came out of left field. It caught you off guard. It just left you feeling kind of numb, and you're in that numb state. For most people, because the eclipse is the September time period is really good, what I'm hearing from your guides really is that get back into the game now. Get your resume updated. Get your name out there. Start making contacts. You have a huge pool of resources. August time period looks good so that you can get into that spot in that September time period.
Okay. All right, we're going to go to Sarah in Minneapolis. Thanks for that, Lori. I just want to get to Sarah. Mm-hmm. Your question or comment, Sarah.
Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to know, I lost my dad in 08, and I miss him a whole lot. And I want to know, is there any way that I can know that if he's with me or if he's thinking about me or when I go and visit his grave, if he's there? I bring him donuts and coffee.
Oh, that is so sweet.
That is so sweet. First of all, is your mom still here?
No, my mom passed away 3 months after
so
my dad.
As you were talking, mom came in. Mom came in really strong. So I know that your message or your question is about dad, but mom is also coming in because there's been some recent events in your life that you maybe are more tied to mom or the mother energy. So, for example, if you have children, there's some things that you've just experienced in the, almost like the last 2 weeks that have mom energy to it. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And your question about is dad, he starts laughing. So you also know deep in your heart that when you go visit him and you bring him coffee and donuts, you know that he's not physically there, that he visits you in the kitchen. He visits you in the garage. I get garage around him. And so look for signs for him all around. I feel that there's a bit of a handyman about him. He likes in the garage is where he keeps taking me. So the messages that we get from our loved ones is know that they're always around us when we call them in, particularly when we sense them. Our brains typically don't work that way, that we just suddenly think about people or we have a feeling about them. It's typically because we feel or sense their energy. And so when you think or feel him, know that he's there. He loves the coffee and donut. You actually bring him his favorite donut. And so
yes, I do.
He's just saying thank you, but I get both parents there.
Well, as always,
together.
Yeah, thank you, Sarah. Lori is just wonderful.
Thank you so
and
very much.
I know we've got some texts coming in that we do not have time to get to, but please go to Lori's website. You can reach out to her directly. Yourlifecore.com is where you can get all her information.